Patient's date of birth is 10/4/38. This is an 86-year-old gentleman, originally from Dallas. Used to be a financial controller for numerous companies. He's been married for 63 years to his wife, Joy, who's a nurse. They have two sons that live in the Tomball, Houston area, period. He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. He was diagnosed with Parkinsonism and end-stage prostate cancer. And his wife, and both him and his wife are in need of help at home. They no longer want to go back to seek any type of aggressive care. And it was the decision of both the oncologist and the primary care physician to refer a patient to hospice for further evaluation. Period. Review of system weight loss, significant muscle wasting, aspiration, bowel and bladder incontinence. He's wheelchair bound. He requires help with all ADL. He's has had numerous falls to the point that he's no longer able to stand up. He has many bruises on his legs and his arms. Again, muscle wasting is pretty significant. And no longer able to walk. Also has lacerations over his elbow and his heel because of his numerous falls in the past. Medical problems, no hypertension, no diabetes, positive Parkinsonism, and stage positive history of prostate cancer. Stage 4 with bony metastasis. Patient last PSA was at 6.4. He's been on Lupron shots, but he's no longer a candidate for Lupron shots at this time. Surgery, prostatectomy, radical, tonsils and adenoids, and back surgery. Medication, magnesium, melatonin, XTA, MDI, 40 milligram once a day, Namenda, 10 milligram twice a day, Cinnamid 25-100 TID, ROPIRNOLE, 1 milligram daily, RIVASTIGMINE, 6 milligram daily, 10 milligram daily, fish oil, Lipitor, 10 milligram a day, and a stool softener. Family history, dad died of heart disease, mom died of old age at age 98. Questions awake, alert, in no distress. Patients awake, confused, but in no distress. Blood pressure 107 over 56, pulse 73, respirations 18, O2 sats 98%. Heart pulses 1 positive 2 with fewer topics. Lungs clear, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JBD, no lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with any lesion. TMs are clear, the lower extremity shows evidence of severe muscle wasting. Assessment, 86-year-old gentleman with end-stage Parkinsonism associated with, under exam, put down tumors noted both at rest and mainly at rest. End-stage patient, 86-year-old gentleman with end-stage Parkinsonism, prostate cancer, stage 4, no longer care for himself, ADL dependent, no longer interested in any type of treatment. Aggressive or non-aggressive. He wants to stay home. He wants to be kept comfortable. Both him and his wife of 63 years with history of who's a nurse and was trained at UT Dallas or UT Austin are both interested in palliative care. His wife really needs the help. He's had frequent falls, aspiration syndrome. He eats very slowly. He's had numerous wounds because of his falls and numerous bruises all over his body. Because of his incontinency, he requires change in diaper and change in clothing, and that's even though they do have a nurse and aide, they would benefit from hospice nurse and aide as well. Patient also has a history of dementia and Namenda, and along with hyperlipidemia, confusion, dementia, symptoms of hallucination related to Parkinsonism. Cannot rule out Lewy body dementia at this time as well. His wife and I had a long discussion regarding his overall prognosis and the fact that he most likely has less than 6 months to live at this time. Also, somewhere in there, put down patients' COVID vaccination, pneumonia, and flu shots are up to date. Thank you.